alcohol.org. It's very interesting that a fifth of the respondents said that they actually stockpiled alcohol for the isolation.
Define stockpile.
Well, I guess, like in my case.
Like that's what I'm saying. Like, I want to know if I stockpiled or if I just kind of bought a little bit more than normal. Yeah.
I think
what's
stocked
the difference?
Up. Yeah. One in three people said that they were more likely to drink more during this time. And that the choice of workers, now, the way that they put this is workers who drink during work hours. Doesn't say that they're working, but during work hours, which would be day drinking. Beer is the choice.
Okay.
So people, I guess beer is...
Well, that's what you drink when you go to the beach during the day, right?
Right.
For the
right.
most part, you don't bring the bourbon out to the beach and all that stuff.
Right.
So, okay.
So they looked at it per state, and the state most likely to have day drinking is Hawaii.
Have you been there? Have you dealt with those people? They're drunk all the time.
No, I haven't.
Like, I don't know what's going on over there, but they are the most laid back. What is define work? I'm trying to define stockpile. They need to define work because it's all, I'll just get the ukulele and set out on the beach. I know I'm supposed to be in a meeting, but.
We went to to Copenhagen long time ago when they had just legalized all of the
right.
drugs and stuff. And I laughed. It's like everybody's laid back and in a great mood, but man, you can't get service because ain't nobody motivated.
No. Well, that's kind of Hawaii.
It's kind of Hawaii. Well, I looked at Louisiana. And according to the Louisianians who participated in this survey, one in four are drinking alcohol at home during work hours.
But are they working?
One in four. I don't know.
Because everybody here doesn't have a job anymore, so that might be...
Exactly. So anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out.
What is it non-quarantine? Is it one in five?
Maybe.
I don't know.
They didn't ask.
You ever had lunch at La Fonda? I mean, like, I'm just...
No. Well, trust me. A lunch at La Fonda is the last thing you schedule for the day.
Most of the people I know that have lunch at La Fonda on Friday also have dinner there because they don't leave
that's
in between
the
two
meals.
That's
the last thing you schedule.
I wake up listening every day.
Wake up and win. Wake up and laugh. Wake up big.
It's always funny in the morning. It wakes you up.
With the Big Morning Show.
Good way to wake up.
Best way to wake up.
Yeah.
On Big 102.1.